to be really upfront and honest about what was possible and what was not possible. So what I had control over and didn't have control over, and to be as explicit as possible about what the intentions of the funding were. And I mean, not to say theory of change, but really, like, at the end of the day, how the California Endowment believes that money will be a vehicle to create transformation and health equity as a health funder. And in that, you know, there's that really delicate balance between, you know, community driving change and philanthropy coming in with its own agenda, and that balance of creating enough space where people can actually dream and community can dream. Mm-hmm. And so a few things I had going in my favor. One was the California Endowment made a 10-year commitment to our community. And so with that, there was permission to try things, and there was no big push that everything had to be perfect out the gates, that we needed to have it all figured out. No one asked us to create a 10-year plan, but instead it was really like, let's build relationship. Let's do root cause analysis. Let's really create space to dream. So the commitment was for our community, the commitment was $1 million a year for 10 years. So it was originally a $10 million commitment. We spent, you know, more than double that in the community. And we did create a process in which the community had some dreaming and did create a plan and did set some priorities. And it was a logic model.
Love that. It's great that you're talking about that.
By making a 10-year commitment, I believe we created enough trust that community could then say, okay, I'm going to commit some time to actually tell you what's real. Most of our grants require, there are outcomes and indicators that people report on. We really co-develop those with the grantee, with our partner organizations. And a lot of them are focused on capacity building. So rather than
important point,
you're going to, you're going to change these population outcomes or those sorts of pieces, it would say, like, we're going to improve our capacity to apply a racial equity lens to our work.